Here with me in this interview, I've got Terry. And Terry, tell me a little bit about yourself and where you're from.
Well, I'm from Aubrey, Texas, and I've been in the Appaloosa business since I was 16, and I will be 60 this year. I've trained horses since I've been 18 and had somewhere around 250 world and national champions. And like I said, I show a lot of reining horses in the National Reining Horse Association. But my specialty has always been kind of fitting and training horses that fit people, and I just so happen to have like five ladies that are in the Masters, and I have a lot of fun with them. They are, you know, the Masters is 50 and over, and I do a lot of that business versus kids. I do the reining. Both of my youth won the reining yesterday, the 13 and under and the 14 to 18, and that's what I came for. And then the ladies, they'll show in the other classes that they don't rein, and I rein in the open here. So, and then I'll have five non-pro reiners that'll show in the non-pro. So, I'm varied, but yet, you know, focused on whatever happens to be in the Appaloosa business for me.
Well, we're in a new place for this national show, but first of all, what do you think about being in Jackson?
Well, I was, you know, being from Texas, I was definitely against going to Jackson to start with. But the board saw it differently than I did. My only concern is when we're all said and done, for what we were supposed to get, how much money did we lose by moving? As far as Jackson, I've been here several times. The security has been upped, I think, for this 2 weeks, and it's been, I don't know if it's always like this, but it's been very nice. There's been some incidents in certain motels that have been, but you know what, you hear that everywhere in every city. But as far as everything else has remained consistent, the Appaloosa show office, the executive secretary, everybody here has been certainly nice enough to me. So I've enjoyed myself so far.
Good. Well, how about talking about the industry itself, the horse industry, maybe Appaloosa's in particular. Okay. How do you feel about where things stand right now, and what are the opportunities as we look forward?
Okay. The way that things stand right now, certainly with our economy, especially the stock market, so goes the horse industry. Fuel is very high. Everything that, and just remember, all we are is recreation. We are in the recreation business. That's what horse trainers are. And so, you know, some of it's going to be harder for some than others. Now, for me, because I have the older ladies that have, their husbands have expendable cash and stuff, it's not, I don't think it'll affect me that much, but I'm sure it'll affect me some. But for young people getting started right now, it's going to be severe because, you know, they're really going to have to go to work for somebody and stay work for somebody for quite a while to gather a reputation. You just can't hang out your sign anymore the way economics are.
So, as how about with the breed itself? How do you feel for the opportunities to grow and get more horses and people interested in this breed?
You know, I am not smart enough to know the answer to that, but I know that the breed has survived in spite of itself for years. The show industry certainly has suffered down here. They expected to draw off the East Coast, but the school systems in the East, they have regents exams that nobody thought about, so those children could not come to here. It didn't hurt my business, not one bit. I brought plenty, but I do believe that there is going to be, that we need to really think about some things and get together and not be selfish. Mm-hmm. The board itself, they need to really put some in-depth studies into what is the best for us.
Yeah.
And you know, let's face it, the Appaloosa is, whether they like it or not, is a horse show breed. Mm-hmm. It is not a racehorse breed. It is not a trail riding breed. The people that pay the most money is the horse show people. Mm-hmm. You know, they buy horses, they register horses, they pay stud fees. You know, the other things are really stagnant. As far as I'm concerned, that area of our breed, the you know, that 50% or 80% of that our business is really stagnant.
Yeah.
So, if you run a business, what do you pay most attention to? The part that's making you the most money. What do you eliminate? The part that's not making you any money, or how do we make that part come together? So if I was a business person in this breed or a board director, that's what I'd be looking for. It wouldn't be any of this namby-pamby selfish stuff. Right. It would be, what are we doing? Then if the other part of the breed wants to do something really smart and catch up, then we got to consider them. But you know yourself, you consider that part of your business that's doing well, you want to keep it doing well. And that part that's not, you better be thinking about something pretty quick.
I can't agree with you more on that from a business standpoint, that's for sure. Well, thank you, Terry, for taking a couple minutes to talk with me here at the National Appaloosa Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.